Good morning. Today we are starting a new topic on the saying of Vayichulu Hashamayim Va'aretz on Friday night. And this is in fact on this week's Parsha, Parshas Bereishis, where we say Vayichulu Hashamayim Va'aretz L'Kol Tzavan. The Parsha talks about all of the creation, Briyas Ha'olam. And then at the end, at the beginning of the second parak, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed the creation of the heaven and the earth and everything therein. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tet Amud Beis, tells us, Kol HaMispalo Be'erev Shabbos Ve'omer Vayechulu, anyone who davens Friday night and says Vayechulu, it is as if he is a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'ma'aseh Bereishis in creation itself. And as we know, we don't only say Vayechulu one time, we say it three times on Friday night. The first time we say it is in the Amida, the silent Amida that we say in Maariv, so we say Vayechulu in that. And the second time, right after the Amida, that's how we start, right after everyone saying Vayechulu Hashamayim V'aretz together as a tzibur. That's the second time we say it in Shul. And then when we go home, we say the Kiddush, Vayechulu Hashamayim V'aretz. So three times we say it. So the question is, looks like if we just have to say it once based on the Gemara, we say it once, we become a partner, effectively a partner in creation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So why are we saying it a full three times? So the Avudraham brings the Medrash that explains to us that it's a limud from the Para Aduma. And the Medrash says as follows. There's a Gzeira Shava, there's a limud, there's a learning back and forth from Para Aduma. We're learning to Vayechulu, Shebevachayechulu, Ksiv Shalosh Pa'amim Asher. So in the Parsha of Vayechulu, in the Psukim of Vayechulu, it says the word Asher three times. And similarly, or identically, when talking about the Para Aduma in the Pasuk, Vayikhu Elecha Para Aduma, when it says take for yourself a Para Aduma, and that acts to purify Klal Yisrael, somebody who's become Tameh, we use the Para Aduma for purification. So there too, in that pasuk, it says the word Asher three times as well. And the limud is as follows, Kashem Shepara Mechaperes, just like the Para Aduma acts as a kapara, acts to bring forgiveness and purification, so too somebody who says Vayechulu three times, Mitchaper, that acts as a kapara, a forgiveness for them as well. The Kaf HaChaim brings another three reasons why we say Vayechulu three times on Friday night. The first is three times represents the three worlds. What three worlds? The Olam HaElyon, the upper world, the Emtai, the middle world, V'tachton, and the lower world. And what we are saying is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it all. Not just our world, but the middle and upper worlds as well. And he brings in the name of Reb Chaim Vital, another reason that when you do something three times, it strengthens you. It makes it like a chazakah. So too, when somebody says Vayechulu three times, that strengthens our emunah. And he also brings Al Pi the Arizal, based on the Arizal, Al Pi the Kabbalah. There's another reason that we say the Vayechulu three times. Now, the Or HaChaim asks an excellent and fascinating question. He says that the Gemara in Shabbos told us that anyone who says Vayechulu, it's as if he is a partner in creation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But how can you become a partner in something that has already been created? The Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world almost 6,000 years ago, and now simply by saying Vayechulu, it's as if we're a partner with something that's been created already. How can you be made a partner in the Briyas HaOlam? So he says as follows, She'al Yedei Zeh, that by virtue of somebody saying Vayechulu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Vayedei Zeh, She'esh Tzadik She'shomer Es HaShabbos, and you're saying the Vayechulu, and we're keeping the Shabbos, we have a Tzadik who's keeping the Shabbos, Nimshach HaOlam Gam LaHalak, he is bringing the world thereafter. In other words, he says that it's like the concept of Tzadik Yesod Olam, that we have somebody who's righteous, he is the foundation of the world, that the entire world continues to exist and survive because of that Tzadik. And that's the same thing when somebody davens and he's Mekadesh Shabbos and he says Vayechulu, he is continuing the world going forward, and accordingly, he is a partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't around originally, but because of him, the world is going to continue into the future, and that makes him a partner in the Briyas HaOlam. The Sefer Kolbo brings another explanation. He says, somebody who says, Vayechulu, he shows that Kol HaKasuv BaTorah LeChidush Olam, anything that is written in the Torah that has to do by the Briyas HaOlam, that he believes in it, Emuna Kayemes, he has Emuna Shalema, that it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and he believes it to such a level that is as if he himself witnessed it. He witnessed creation, and accordingly, because he has such full emunah in it, as if he was there, effectively, he is a shutaf, he is a partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the making of the world, because he believes it to such a level, it's as if he saw it, that he has no suffix, no doubt in something big or something small when it comes to the Maisa Bereishis, he's so certain about it, it's as if he was there at the beginning. He is a partner from the beginning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amir Tresem, we will continue in this topic of Vayechulu HaShamayim Va'aretz with various interesting halachic questions tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.